I'm not sure to be the in the ideal position to offer a view compared to, for example, the colleague from the developing countries. In with respect to Europe, what we try to do is to avoid the instances where we have to adjust the IFRS text to deviate from it, because we have a clear trade-off between the benefit of convergent standards at global level versus what you say, which is correct, and it is another important value, which is the depiction of the economic reality of a certain jurisdiction. Now, in this tension, this trade-off, of course, we have to weigh the interest of the relevant stakeholders in each jurisdiction. In the case of Europe, for example, it is important for global players that are that operates at global level to try to achieve as much as possible an IFRS corpus that is not deviating from the IFRSs issued by the IASB. But nevertheless, for specific elements of the European economics, like the role of the banks and the macro edge of interest rates, we have a carve out there. It was not possible to do differently. So that is the only example where European adopted IFRS is diverging the contents. Then there is another example for the perimeter of the exception of application of IFRS 4 for the insurers. But that is the only example, but nevertheless it existed. So in that case, in the trade-off, Europe decided for the carve-out.